This was London Calling. This was inevitable. This is Geoff Parrish. Thursday morning's gruesome series of explosions that ripped through London's subway and bus system was a reminder, if any were needed, that the terrorists President Bush has declared war against have the capacity to strike whenever it suits them. It's not easy, but it will happen here too. When it does, it will be a choice of targets that will have significance. The two presumed Al-Qaeda strikes on Western soil since 9/11 have both happened at the timing and convenience of the terrorists. First, there was the Spanish, whose government had been a fervent supporter of Bush's invasion of Iraq. They were hit just days before a critical national election. The conservative government's dissembling reaction to the Madrid bombing cost it the election. Now, there's Britain, Bush's staunchest ally. They're hit as it hosts the G8 summit. This tells us two things. First, the next Al-Qaeda attack on American soil is not likely to happen in Peoria's water tower. A lot of the heartland paranoia over possible terrorist attacks is simply misplaced. Al-Qaeda is savvy enough to launch its attacks for maximum strategic and symbolic value. It won't waste its time in a place nobody's ever heard of, at a time with no particular significance. Second, we now know that Al-Qaeda can launch such an attack no matter how well prepared our defenses are. There are simply too many opportunities to kill civilians in an open society. Britain had all of its police and intelligence forces on high alert as the world's G8 leaders converged on Scotland. It happened anyway. The purported Al-Qaeda group that took responsibility for the London bombings portrayed it as a military operation. It's far too easy and appropriate to condemn civilian killings, but the sad truth is, everybody's doing it. The vast majority of deaths on both sides of the Iraq war are civilian. The over 100,000 civilian deaths so far in Iraq have come largely at the hands of we Americans. And it's all too easy for an Islamic fundamentalist to rationalize that so long as we Americans show so little regard for the lives of Muslims, they're justified in returning the favor. This sort of cycle of rationalized violence is exactly why the war on terror is likely to last indefinitely. The question should be how to interrupt that cycle, not only how to stop the terror attacks, but how to stop the military operations that presumably help inspire them. In the current situation, it's clear that the war in Iraq is what's providing the recruits and the ideological fire for Al-Qaeda's operations and any public support it enjoys among Muslims. Exactly the kind of sustained economic and political support that G8 is attempting to show Africa is the sort of evidence Muslim countries would require of the West's goodwill. In order to end terrorism, public support for it must be eroded. And for it to be eroded, the West, and particularly the United States, must do far more not only to promote democracy, but to prevent the sort of devastating poverty that plagues much of the Muslim world. A military approach alone will never end the war on terror, and it will never prevent the sort of attack London suffered Thursday. So long as the British and American governments insist on such a limited approach, they'll continue to be at risk for periodic, devastating attacks. And all the counterattacks and indefinite war that go along with it. From KBCS, for the Pacifica Network, this is Geoff Parrish.